Today, Shi'ez Masechet Shavuos Daf Chof Aleph. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. Kios Raven. Previously, we had learned that the opinion of Rav Dimi was that a Shavuos L'Shavar is considered in the category of a Shavuos Shav, and a Shavuos L'Haba is in the category of a Shavuos Sheker. But today teaches us the Gemara Kios Raven Amar Rav Yirmiyah Amar Rav Avuah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, somebody who swore shochalti that and he had eaten, and actually, or he made a shvuah lo yochalti that I had not eaten, and it's not what happened. Actually, was just the opposite. The halacha is that's considered a shvuah sheker. Vazarase, and the avera for making such a shvuah comes from the pasuk of Leshashava Bishmi Leshaker, that what it means is that at the time the Shavua was said, at that time it was already Sheker, it was already not true. Somebody who makes a Shavua Sheoichel, that he's going to eat, or he makes a Shavua Sheloyoichel, that he won't eat, and then he violates what he had accepted upon himself, such an individual is over below Yachal Dvura. He's over the lav of Yachal Dvaroi. The Torah Kedusha says, Ish Kiyida Nedel Hashem, I Shvua Shavua, Les Isal Nafshal Yachal Dvaroi, Kechol Hayotz Mepiv Yase. The Torah says that you have to keep, the Torah says that such an individual must keep his words. And this Shua can only be understood that it's talking about a l'shua l'haba, because the pasuk uses, as Rashi, the word l'yachel, and l'yachel means that you took upon yourself something. The Torah is saying if you took upon yourself something l'yachel, you may not profane what you took upon yourself. But when somebody makes l'shua l'sha'avar, then as we said a moment ago, at the moment that you made the shvua, we already know if it's true or not true. And therefore, the word lo yachel would not be an appropriate way of describing, the appropriate way of describing that shvua. Amar Papa, to which Rav Papa comments, this that we just discussed, that what Rav Avuah said, that achalti v'lo achalti, if somebody made a shvua that he did or didn't eat something, and then which was actually not true, that we learned that that's considered shua sheker. Says the Gemara, la beferish itma was not something that we heard directly from Avuah el Mechlala. It was based on something that Avuah taught us, and by extrapolating what Rabbi Mechlala itma, based on what Avuah taught us, we're able to extrapolate that's what he meant. The Rivash in the Tshuvas points out that even though we said that Oichel v'Loyoichel is a violation of Loyachel, it's also a violation of Shuvas Bitui, that we've been learning in our Shurim, that when somebody undertakes upon himself to do something and not do something, and he violates what he took upon himself, he's over for the Lav of Shuvas Bitui. Why, asked the Rivash, did our Gemara not make that point? That to point out that there are those that say that there is no bayachel b'shvus, bayachel only applies to nedarim. So to show that this we don't pass in that way, and that bayachel applies by shvus as well. That's why the Gemara identified that he's over bayachel, but it's not to, in any way to suggest that one is not over also the law of Shavuos Bitui. Damar Rav Chiya bar Oven, Damar Rav Idi bar Oven, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yudah Mishur Rav Yosef Galili, Kol Oysa Shabbatayra, whenever we talk about a law in the Torah, Lav Sheyesh B'maisa, when somebody violates a law by doing something, then like in a law, the law is one gets Malkus for violating that B'maisa. V'sheim B'maisa, if somebody is over a lav that doesn't involve doing something, for example, speaking Lashon Hara, ain't like in a lav. you don't get malchus for violating something which is lav shavim ma'isa. Chutz, there are a number of exceptions. One exception is nishba, if somebody swears falsely. Meimer is a halacha that we learned previously. We will still learn mitzvah mesechta tamura. The Gemara teaches us a mesechta tamura in pasuk. Lo yamirenu, if you have an animal which is a healthy animal which you designated as a carbon, Torah says lo yamirenu, you should not substitute that animal. But the Torah says v'im hama yamirai soi, if you do so, v'ha yehu usmarasa yekaidish, both the animal, the original animal, and this animal remains kaidish. U'mekalas chaver b'shem, if some rechman slon is mekalas hakadosh baruch, or somebody else using one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names. The truth is, there are other examples as well. Moti Shemra is a lav shemim maisa that is malchus for Eidim Zomimim, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta Makis. Under certain circumstances, there are malchus for. The point of this Gemara, say the Rishonim, is not to mention all of the examples that lav shem remaisa that there's malchus for, but rather to teach us there are certain examples that are lav shem remaisa that you do get malchus, but it doesn't mean to be an exhaustive list. And actually, Tosfos says that the halakas that are mentioned in our Gemara, the unique aspect of all those cases is that there's a chiddush in each one of those cases. The Tosfos says that this halacha that we just said, that by Moti Shemra and by Eidim Zomimim, the halacha is that there is malchus, is learned from special limudim, as we learned in Masechta Malchus, and therefore we don't want to, it was kept out. The Gemara in Masechta Temura, when it says that Meimer, as we just explained, when somebody makes a Temura, there's a Chi of Malchus, is because even though it was a lav shem remaisa, everything he did was just accomplished by words. But the Gemara says there, what's unique about Temura is that it was something that was that accomplishes something. As we said before, the Torah Kedosha says, "Vayihu usmarasa yekaidish." So by expressing the Temura, you've accomplished something, and that's why even though it's a lav shem remaisa, you get malchus. Says the Gemara, nishba menolan. So continues the Gemara, how do we know that if somebody makes a shvua, even though it's a lav shem remaisa, the halacha is that you're going to get malchus? Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisroi, leisisa Hashem alkech l'shav, klo yinak Hashem eshish Yisroi l'shav. Bezdin Shemala, so the Gemara explains that the Bezdin Shemala will not clear you by this way. A Bezdin Shemata Malkanoisai, the Bezdin gives Malkus, Umanakanoisai, and that's how he gets purified from his Aveira. The way most Rishonim learn this Gemara is that even though the Torah is teaching us that when you make a shvua like this, you get Malkus, but that doesn't completely purify the individual. He also will have to give din v'cheshbon and be punished l'malam. Because, explains the Rambam, that in violating this Aveira, there's two elements. One is that the person unfortunately violated the Aveira, and for which he gets punished, and that punishment is given by Bezdin. And the other aspect of this Aveira is that there's a Chil Hashem, and Bezdin in this world cannot purify a person from a Chil Hashem. And as we learned, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, HaMechalas Hashem, for example, some Rechmatzon Mechal Hashem, Api Shasa Tshuva, even though an individual did Tshuva V'Giyu Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippurim passed for Oymed, but Tshuvasai, and he's still strong with his Tshuva, above of Yisurim, and the person unfortunately suffered in this world, Ein Meskapalai Kippurah Gemura, does not have a complete Kippura Ad Shiyamas until he passes away. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam's approach to this Gemara. And the Ravid's approach is that through the Malkus that Beis Din administers, the person has a full kapara. Maybe pshat in this Gemara is that lo yinaka Hashem, lo yinaka klal. And what the Gemara, what the pasuk is teaching us is that even Beis Din cannot give him Malkus and purify him. Answers the Gemara, iksiv, if the pasuk would have said klal yinaka, just the words yaka kadamid, then you would indeed be correct. But let's look in the words of the pasuk. The pasuk says klal yinaka Hashem. From here we learn Hashem hu dein menaka. He can't be purified by Hashem. Al bezin shemalta malkanes menakanes. So the extra word Hashem teaches us that that the bezin shemata does give him malchus. Says the Gemara Ashkechon. So by learning this pasuk, we have a case of shvuah shav, and the Gemaras are going to identify in a moment what that means, shvuah shav. That by shvuah sheker, by shvuah shav, even though it's a lav shem b'maisa, there will be malchus. Shvuah sheker minolam. How do we know that this halacha is applicable even by shvuah sheker? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan today. Rabbi Yochanan himself said this because, as the Rishonim explained previously, Rabbi Yochanan had quoted Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And now what the Gemara means to say is that this is not something that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of somebody else, but rather this is something that he said himself. Rabbi Yochanan de Amma, Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pamim. The Pasuk says, Layishisha Hashem Elkech Lashav, Kloyinaka Hashem Eish Eshayisha Shmoy Lashav. It would be enough to say, what does the Torah have to say to Pasuk Shav the second time? If it's not here to teach us that there's Malkus for Shvuah Shav, it's here to teach us that by Shvuah Sheker as well, there's going to be Malkus. It says the Gemara. Now, Vahavi Baravuah. And now, Ravuah, in trying to understand what we just learned, try to understand how Shvuah Sheker Echidami. We just said we're talking about Shvuah Shav, and we're speaking about Shvuah Sheker, but we want to know exactly what is meant. Hai Shvuah Sheker Echidami. Ilema, if we're referring to a person that made a Shvuah Shloichel, that I won't eat a certain food, and then V'ochel, and he went and violated his Shvuah, and did eat that food, that's a Lav Sheish Be Maisahu. He ate. And of course, that is a Chiv Malkus. Elo, there must be a case, I'm a Shvuah Shloichel, that the person made a shvuah that is going to eat a certain food, and then within a certain time frame, obviously, the loyachal, and then he didn't eat it, and the halacha is that he's chayiv malchus. Now asks Rav Avua, hai mi loyka, is there going to be a chayiv malchus in such circumstances? V'etmer, shvuah oichel kikazah yoyim, if somebody made a shvuah, I'm going to eat a certain loaf of bread today, vav ayyom v'loyachal, and the day passes without him eating it, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish Dharma Tavayu, they both have the opinion, then a loik, he doesn't get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan made a loik, Mishum Davalav Shevim Maisub. And Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that the rule in all of Shas is that Kol Shlav Shevim Maisub ain't loik in a love. Mishlokisha says you don't get malchus, Mishum Davav Asura Sofik. As we often learn, the halacha is that you're not chayiv malchus, you're not considered a mazid unless you had a Asura. And the Asura has to be given if you're doing the Aveira. So if somebody made a shvua that he's going to eat a certain loaf of bread today, and I go over to him and he said, you know, you have a shvua that you have to eat this loaf today, that's not considered a situation that he violated the proper asura. Because he could always say that I intend to eat this loaf of bread later in the day, and later in the day he forgot about the shvua. And Rashi points out that we could understand as the entire day goes on. Because every time I tell him he's given us raw, you have to eat the bread, he could say, well, I intend to eat it later in the day, and that will make it into us raw suffix. But what about the last moment of the day? At the last moment of the day, there's no longer time for him to eat the bread. And still, so why is that considered us raw suffix? So Rashi explains that you can never be exact. You can never be exact to know exactly when is that last moment of the day. Rabbi Chanan goes on to say that the Gemara has to be referring to a situation where he was warned a number of times during the day. So even though, as we just explained, it's not a perfect Asra, it's some sort of Asra. Rav Chanan seems to say that if he wasn't warned more than once during the day, then the halacha is that he would be, that would even be less than Asra Safik. And Rish Lakish's opinion is, Hasra Safik Loishma Hasra, it's not considered Hasra. As we learned the Masech Makis. The Machlaikis that we're learning here of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is a most fundamental Machlaikis. Rabbi Yochanan says that the reason one won't get Malkus for this situation is because it's a Lav Shem B'maisim. Rish Lakish is explaining is because it's Asra Safik. Why does Rabbi Yochanan not say the same as Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara in Masechta Makis that from here we learn that it is Rish Lakish's opinion that even for Lav Shem B'maisa, there's Malkus. So that could not be the reason why this person doesn't get Malkus. Rather, the reason why this person doesn't get Malkus is, as we're saying, there's a whole new consideration, and that is the consideration that it's a Hasra Sofik. And Rish Lakish's opinion is that Hasra Sofik, lo shma Hasra. Continues the Gemara. Vam Rav Avua now continues to explain Rav Yochanan's opinion. Tehei b'chalti v'lo yechalti. Then such, the case of Shavuos Sheker, that Rabbi Yochanan said that there's going to be Malkus, is in a case where somebody made a shua that he's going to eat, and he didn't eat, or he made a shua that he's not going to eat, and he violated that shua. That's why he has to get Malkus, even though it's a Lav Shem B'maisa. Or my shnob, why, continues Rabbi Avuhan saying, when somebody made a shua that he's going to eat, that we're saying that the shua is that he made a shua he's going to eat, and there he's not chayiv malchus. Why is it that way? Amar Rava, to which Rava says, the Torah, shua sheka, daim l'shav. The Torah, as we said a few moments ago, said that not only by shua shav, as we said, when Torah says the word shav twice, so we don't need it for shua shav, it means also shua sheker. So says the Gemara, says Rava, Shav, if we're saying that we're learning the halacha of Shua Sheker from Shua Shav, it has to be similar. Ma Shav L'Shavar, a Shua Shav is something that refers to the past. The typical example of Shua Shav is something that's factually impossible. Af Sheker, that we're saying that by Shua Sheker there is Malkus, is speaking about something which is L'shavar, something that refers to the past. Somebody made a shvua that he ate and he didn't eat, but a shvua l'haba, which is to the future, is not similar in any way to shvua shav, and that's why you don't get Malkus. But what we learned in this Gemara is that Rav Avuhu's opinion is that a shvua l'shavar, a shvua by making something in the past, which is that true, is called a shvua sheker. That's where there's going to be a locha that you get Malkus because it's similar to the Shavua Shav. So the way Rashi explained the Gemara is because the Torah learned a locha Shavua Sheker from the word Shav, it has to be similar to Shavua Shav. That's the way we learned the Gemara. Ben Hananel explains the Gemara that Shav and Sheker are words that are interchanged between the Seris Dibris that I mentioned in Pashas Yisroi, and the Seris Dibris that I mentioned in Pashas Aschanan, and therefore we assume that they're speaking about the same situation. Ask the Gemara, Eser Yimila Ravua, we're going to learn a Mishnah Mitzvah Shem Adav Chav Zayin Mabeis, if somebody made a Shua, Shua Shloichel Kikuzu, so he makes a Shua that I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread, Shua Shloichel Lena, and then he makes another Shua to that effect, and then he makes a third Shua, Shua Shloich Lena, and then he violates that Shuv Achla and he eats the bread, and a Chayiv Ela Achas, because there's a halacha of Shuv, ain't Shuv Chalal Shuv. And the reason that we explained previously, says Rashi, is because once you made a Shuv that you're going to have to eat this loaf of bread, so you have a mitzvah to eat the loaf of the bread, and the halacha is that if somebody makes a Shuv to do a mitzvah, somebody makes a shvu that on something that he's obligated to do, on something that he's mushba v'oymen, and something that he's obligated to do, the second shvu does not affect. V'zu shvu yisbitui, and now Gemara continues, this is the case of shvu yisbitui, shechayiv azodoyna yimakis, where you violated the mezid, you get malchus v'ashigosoy, and if you violated b'shogig, you bring karmen oil v'yorid. Rabbi Yirmiyah makes a point. The Mishnah said the word, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin, uses the word zuhi. What does the Mishnah want to teach us with the word zuhi, specifically this case? Lemuti, to teach us, lemuti mai, lav lemuti, that if somebody makes a shvu or shochalti, v'loy achalti, that he made a shvu in the past, the loy loki. So how are we saying now, asked the Gemara, that such a shvu, you will get malchus? Says the Gemara, loy. Lemuti, the Mishnah is not coming to say that if you made a shvu about the past, there won't be chiv malchus. Elamuti achalti v'loy achalti mikarbon. That if somebody makes such a shvu, he won't be chayv a carbon. Zui, that the Mishnah goes to explain. Zui dashigos a carbon v'yoyled. That there will be a chiv carbon oil v'yoyred if you made such a shvu b'shogig. Avol achalti v'loy achalti. But if somebody makes a shvu about achalti v'loy achalti loy, but he won't be chayiv a carbon. But as far as malchus is concerned, that halacha will be the shvua. As far as chayiv malchus is concerned, shvuas shavar and lahaba will be the same, and that will be the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. He, the Amar Rabbi Shmuel, will teach us soon. And a chayiv, the chayiv carbon is el alas lovai. The chiv of carbon oil of yarid is only regarding a shvua about something I will or won't do. Aval, regarding malchus, then the halacha will be, even Rabbi Shmuel will agree, that a shvua l'sha'avar, milk loki, there is malchus. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we want to learn, explain that Mishnah, Eima Seifa, let's continue learning that Mishnah on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph. The Mishnah said that if somebody makes a shvua about something which is patently false. He says something that's made out of metal is made out of gold. For example, Zui Shav, that's considered Shvu Shav, says the Mishnah, which in such a situation, Chayovin al-Zadoy Namakis, Vashigosei Potter. For Mezi, you get Makis, and for Mishoigi, you be Potter. Now, the Mishnah used the word Zuhi to teach us, here is a Chiv Makis, nowhere else, Lemuti Mai. Doesn't the Mishnah mean to teach us, my lav lamuti, achalti v'loy achalti, that if you make a shvua in the past, the loy loki. And we don't learn the extra lishov, as we've been learning in our shiur today, that there's going to be a chayv malchus. So how do we understand what we're trying to say in our shiur today, that when you made a shvua about the past, there's a chayv malchus? Well, we're learning now not that way. Says the Marloi, that's not the way to understand that Mishnah. Rather, the way to understand the words of that Mishnah of Zuhi is as follows. Zuhi dashi gagasi potem a carbon. This is the case where there's no carbon oil v'yorid. Ava chalti v'loy chalti, al shigasi chayiv carbon, and it's reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the mechayiv, the mechayiv says that the carbon oil v'yorid is brought even a shvua l'sha'avar, but something that happened, just like l'haba. But ask the Gemara, what you just said doesn't work. Hamrit, didn't we just say that the ratio, didn't we just explain that the ratio of this Mishnah reflects the opinion of Shmuel that says that you don't bring a carbon oil of a yorid on a shvua of the past? Are you going to say, and says the Gemara, it's not something that we want to say, that the ratio, the first Mishnah reflects the opinion of Shmuel, the Sefer of Akiva? Says the Gemara, cooler, no. That's certainly not something the way the Gemara would want to explain. But rather, we're going to say Kula Rabbi Kiva. The entire Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Reisha, the Reisha, Lav Lamuti, the Reisha that says, when somebody made a Shvu Shloich L'Kikazu, that's when Yechai B'meiz and Malchus, and B'shogi Karm B'yorit, Lav Lamuti, it's not coming to speak about a case of L'Shovar, of a Shachalti, Shloichalti, Mikarbin. Not that is the point of the Mishnah. El Lamuti, it's coming to speak about where somebody made a shvua sha'oichel that he's going to eat something, v'loy ochel, that he's not chayiv malchus. Avo, but even though he won't be chayiv malchus, he'll be chayiv a carbon. So now we're saying that if somebody, umashna, so ask the Gemara. The way we're explaining the Gemara is that we're saying there's a difference between a shvua she'ochel v'shloyachalti, v'shloyachal, that shvua in the future regarding the halacha, regarding Malkus, versus in the past. Why are we asked the Gemara quicker to explain that we're speaking about, that we're coming to speak and add that a shvua in the past there's a chiyuv, and not speak and say that when we're speaking about the future there's a chiyuv? Answers the Gemara Mestabra, the Koi B'Labo. The Mishnah over there is speaking about a shvua towards the future. The Mishnah speaks about shvua shloichel kikazu, or Mat Labo. And therefore, the Mishnah, when it's saying that we want to exclude, is speaking about that type of a shvua. But says the Gemara, Koi B'Labo. But to say that the Mishnah, to learn that the Mishnah is speaking about a shvua that talks to the future, and even though the Mishnah speaks about something to the future, it's coming to teach us the halacha of Lashavar. The way I understand what the Gemara means to say is that if we have a choice when we're speaking about a case in the Mishnah, is it Lahaba? So the halacha is we're going to focus on Lahaba type of situations, not Lashavar situations. It says Tosfos that the Remasko Mayruisa, that it makes sense to explain that this Mishnah is following, we say that the entire Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Why does the Gemara want to suggest, most preferably, that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? Because I saw that the Sefer Biri Chassidus Lashas explains that the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'Misha Memes Atzma Leo. The only way Torah could exist and survive and grow is B'Misha Memes Atzma Leo. Only with an individual who's ready to be Maisa Nefesh for Torah. An individual who's ready to be Maisa Nefesh for Torah, that is the person who should be the teacher of Torah. He should be the person that should be our primary Rebbe. We know that Rabbi Akiva is the paradigm of Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. Since Rabbi Akiva was the paradigm of Mesiris Nefesh for Torah, when we have a Mishnah and we don't know at first glance which opinion does this Mishnah reflect, we're most likely to try to explain, as our Gemara just did, that the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is an example of a person who is Memes Atzmai of Torah. We learned in the Mishnah Shvur, Shloichel, somebody makes a Shvur that he won't eat, Vachel Kolshu, and even ate a Kolshu, he's Chayiv. Says the Gemara, in trying to understand what Rabbi Akiva meant to teach us in this Mishnah, Ibailu, Rabbi Akiva, Shavkala Torah Kula, Rav Shimon Svirlei, Rav Shimon, Bechala Torah Kula, says that when the Torah uses the word Archila, it means even the smallest amount. And is that the basis of Rabbi Akiva's opinion also? The Mechayiv B'Mashu, that Rabbi Akiva will hold it in all situations, a Mashu, even the smallest amount of Chayiv, the Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, the opinion of Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu L'Malkus, that even if somebody just eats a Kol Shehu, there's Chayiv Malkus, and Loi Omer Kazayis, and when we speak about a Kazayis, it's onion carbon, that if somebody eats something not kosher, b'shogig, he has to bring a carbon, a karmachatis. There the halacha will be that you won't bring the karmachatis only if you ate a kazayis. But when we speak about a loyam kazayis alinya carbon, but when we speak about malchus, there you'll be chayiv even for a kosherhu. And that perhaps is also the opinion of Rabbi Akiva as well. So I saw the Ritva explains, why would there be different shiurim for shogig and mezid? By shogig, everybody's going to agree that you have to eat a kazayis. And by a mezid, you're only going to it's even by koshu. So Tosfos takes an interesting approach. Tosfos' approach is that the chiyuv of malchus, the chiyuv of carbon, always travels together with the chiyuv koris, and the Chiv Karis is by Kazayis. The Ritva has a different approach. He says there's a fundamental difference between somebody who did an Avera B'Shoigig, obviously, versus somebody who did an Avera B'Mezid. Somebody who did an Avera B'Shoigig did not know he was doing an Avera.
Since that individual did not know he's doing an Aveira, he's not going to be Chayiv until he does something significant that it should be considered that he did an Aveira. It was a Kazayas. Whereas, somebody who does an Aveira b'mezid, if somebody does an Aveira b'mezid, so that person knows that what he did was deliberate. It was premeditated. Since it was deliberate and premeditated, he'll be chayiv even by a kosher. Says the Gemara, according to this, if we're saying that this is the basis of Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that he always holds that the Sher Chila is a kosher, so says the Gemara, but then who davar fluga ba'alma? So it shouldn't be a machloikis that's limited to Hilchis Shvuas. Why is this the place where we mention Rekiva's opinion? To teach us how far the lenient opinion of the Rabbanan goes. Even though by Shavuos, maybe the Rabbanan should agree that you should be chayiv in a kol shu, because why would be the halacha hoil mefarish? If somebody would have explicitly made a Shavuos and saying that I'm not going to eat even the smallest amount, then even the Rabbanan will say that you chayiv in a kol shu, if that's what you said explicitly. So then maybe we should suggest there was stam nami chayiv, that even if you didn't express what you meant, you're going to be chayiv for kol shu. Kamashmalan, we want to learn from here how lenient is the opinion of the Rabbanan. And the opinion of the Rabbanan is that you're only going to be chayiv a kazayis unless you said differently explicitly. The Mishnah Melech explains that what we're learning here is that the Rabbanan's opinion, he explains, is that even though when we speak about Shavuos and Nedarim, Hochem L'Acheloshem Ne'odom, we follow the way people express themselves, not the way the Torah necessarily expresses itself. But here, explains the Mishnah Melech, the Rabbanan's opinion is that Achila is always going to be kazayis. If somebody wants to say that something is osur in him, it has to be a kazayis. And otherwise, it's not considered maisa achila. But now the Gemara goes back to explain, try to understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Perhaps Rabbi Kiva really holds like Rabbanan. So why by a shvur that he say the shir is a kol shu? Since if somebody would have expressly said that he wants the shu to be a kol shu chayiv, so says Rabbi Kiva, b'stam, even when he didn't express himself, he's chayiv. Toshma, so says the Gemara, Dharmalai, we find what the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Kiva, Hech mitzin ba'echel kol shu chayiv. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, where do we have a precedent that somebody who eats a kol shu is chayiv, that you want to say over here that that's the halacha? Hech mitzin ba'echel kol shu chayiv, shezeh, when somebody makes a shvu that he's not going to eat, we say he meant a kazayis. But as points out the Gemara, for him, Esau, and what we're saying is correct, that the basis of Rabbi Kiva's opinion in our Mishnah is because he always holds a kol shu lemelhu. So Rabbi Kiva should have said back to the Rabbanon, b'kol ha'tayr kula k'rav Shimon Tzvi'ilei, we always follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And I saw the Mefarshim point out that what Rabbi Kiva would have never said that. Because Rabbi Kiva was Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe, so Rabbi Kiva would not have said, well, I hold like my Talmud Rabbi Shimon. What the Gemara means to say is, he should have said, my opinion is always a kol shu. But the interesting thing is, but that's not what Rabbi Kiva says in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Kiva responded to the Chachamim, Amluhu, Rabbi Kiva, Hech Metzinim Medabim Mevi Karbin, Shazam Medabim Mevi Karbin. So that's not what Rabbi Kiva said, that's not at all what Rabbi Kiva said. So what's the Gemara's focus here? And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain this Gemara, that the point is, what did you try to, that you have here, that a person can make any shvua that he wants. Since a person can make any shvua that he wants, that's what, and accomplish with it, that's why shvuas are different. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is indeed, Rabbi Kiva could have said, I follow the opinion that b'chol ha'tayr kul the shir is the kol shu. But I'm speaking to you. I hold like that opinion the halacha of achil is a kalshu. Lidat chu, you at least ought to agree to me, idly mihu, shoyl them the farish. Certainly if the person would have articulated himself, it would be no question that if he said that I'm not allowed to eat a kalshu, that would be the halacha, that is chayiv. So therefore, stam nami, even when he didn't say so, the halacha should be that you chayiv in a kalshu, to which the rabbanan said loy. So we're still not certain what is the basis of Rekiva's opinion. Toshma, so Gemara brings another raya from a Mishnah Masechta Nazir, the Aflamad Alarm and Beis. The Mishnah says, Rekiva Aymer, Nazir Shashar Pita B'Yayim. We know a Nazir not allowed to drink wine. If a Nazir soaked his bread in wine, V'yesh B'Kedelik Tzarev Kazayis, and now the way Rashi explains, there's part of the bread that has water, wine soaked into it, and you have part of the bread that doesn't. There's a halacha of hetem etzarf liser, and we look at that entire piece of bread, and if the Lazar ate that entire piece of bread, it's even though we need the bread that doesn't have, which is not wine, he'll be chayiv. V'sakadatach, says the Gemara, if Rabbi Kiva's opinion is the Baal Mekrab Shimon Sferlei, and we're trying to figure out if there's a kezayis or not, why are we trying to figure out if there's a kezayis or not? Lomeli letzarif, Rabbi Kiva holds, you're always chayiv for a kalshu. Void, says the Gemara, the Mishnah teaches us later. Shvuah shloichel, if someone makes a shvuah that he won't eat, v'achon avails, dreifus, shkotzer, and mushroom, he ate all sorts of insects that we may not eat, chayiv. He's chayiv a carbon shvuah. Rav Shimon poiter. Rav Shimon says you can't make a shvuah, we said before, ain't shvuah chal shvuah, you can't make a shvuah on something that's already usur. Since we may not eat these foods, because we already have a shvua that we're not allowed to eat. We already took upon ourselves we're not allowed to eat these foods. So the way I saw many mefarshim explain, this will be an example of einus achal aliser. Something that's already usur cannot become usur again through my shvua. Vavinan ba, and we try to understand, according to the chachamim, amai chayiv, why would you be chayiv for violating a shvua? Why indeed is this not a fair example of a nesachal aliser? Because mushvav oimid v'har sinai, to which Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan d'amri, b'koil dvarim v'torim dvarim asurim. The way this shvua was articulated was the person made a shvua on foods that you're allowed to eat, and since the shvua is effective on foods that you're allowed to eat, then it's also effective for foods that you're anyway not allowed to eat. This is what's known as the Issa Koilu. Rav Shimon is going to hold that even by Issa Koilu, we still say Ein Issa Chal El Issa. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan da Amri, is speaking about a case with Koilu Dvar Mamatorim and Dvar Masurim. Rav Shlokish says that is not the reason. Rather, Biyat Maitza Ella, the only way you could find that such a shvua should be valid is in a case where mefarish chatzishir, when the person explicitly said that he's going to that the shvua is even for less than the shir, v'aliva the rabbanon, and that's according to the opinion of the rabbanon that if somebody makes a shvua, it's not on a kol shuhu, only if you said so explicitly, or according to the opinion b'stam, where he didn't express a shir, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that says, "Damar Adam Oisa Atzma B'Kolshu." When somebody makes a shvua, the shvua is on a kolshu. If we're going to say that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shimon, kolshu nami mushvayim v'hasinai, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? That even on the slightest amount, there's already issa d'raisa. So how can we say that the shvua would be chal? It's already also for kolshu alav shmamina. So from here we see, says the Gemara, the Baalma Rabbanan Tzvirlei. Typically, Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbanan that the shir is a kezayis. Here, because shvua is different, and shvua is a case that the halacha is that even Rabbi Kiva teaches us, even for a kolshu, you're going to be chayiv because shvua is very unique, as we said before, that you even just say something, and by saying something, it becomes asur. The opinion of the halacha is that, like the Rabbanan, and when somebody says that he's not going to eat something, the shear is a kazayis. However, there's a rule b'chol haTorah kula, which Rabbi Yochanan teaches us, based on a Gemara Masechta Yuma, daf ein gimel amud beis, that even though the primary iser is a kazayis, as we just said, there's a concept of chatzis shir asur min haTorah. Even the smallest amount of something you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. So says the Rambam, that even though the Chachamim say that if somebody makes a shvua, he won't be, and he violates the shvua, b'shogig, he won't be chayv a carbon if he eats less than a kazayis, that doesn't mean that he's not oiver an iser. If we have the concept of chatzis shir asur min haTorah, chatzis shir asur min haTorah teaches us that even for the smallest amount, you'll violate the iser shvua. Says the Shach, that that's only going to be an halacha where a person made a shvua that he's not going to eat. And what the Rambam is teaching us, says the Shach, that for carbon, you have to eat a kazayis, for iser is even the smallest amount. However, if the person, when he made the shvua, clearly spoke out that my shvua is that I'm not going to eat a kazayis, that then the halacha will be, not only won't there be a chi of carbon, only if he eats a kazayis, but there won't be any aveira if he eats less than a kazayis, because since the way he expressed his shvua was very clear, that he meant, he said, it's only an iser if I eat a kazayis. So since if he eats less than the kazayis, it's not a violation of the shvua. Davni Maluim, the Mishnah Melech, disagree. Because they explain, as we said a moment ago, why does Rabbi Yochanan hold the chatzis shir asur min haTorah? If the Torah says the shir is kazayis, why does he say chatzis shir is asur? And the answer is, because the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Yuma, because chazi litz darufei. That chatzis kazayis, you may eat a little more, and you'll have a kazayis. If the concern is always when you eat less than the amount, you may come to eat the whole amount, so it doesn't make a difference if what you said. You're never allowed to eat the smaller amount, because there's always a concern, they say, even when you said clearly you only meant the kazayis, that you may come to eat more. And this is really, many suggest, a machloikus Rambam in the Rambam. Because the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. And the Ramban says that if somebody makes a shvua not to eat, less than a kazayis is mutter. And it may be that the question is, how do we look at chatzis shir asur min haTorah? If we say the chatzis shir is asur min haTorah because chazil it's darufei, it may come to kazayis. So then, no matter how you articulated your shvua, you'll be asur to eat less than the kazayis. However, if we say that the reason chatzis shir asur min haTorah, because that's the halacha, the Torah says you can't bring a karma for less than a kazayis. You don't bring a karma for less than a kazayis. But doesn't mean the less than a kazayis is not asur, so that's only something which is asur min haTorah. Something which is not asur min haTorah, it's an issa that we create, would not have that halacha, and therefore the Ramban says, in such a case, there won't be any issur to eat less than a kazayis.